Carlos Dansby still at this age, two pick sixes on the season, one from Peyton Manning, one from Matt Schaub. What does he mean to this team and this defense?
No, that's just indicative of his, of his play. He's been outstanding in pass coverage for us, and that's just another example. When he caught it, I didn't know if he was going to have the wheels to score. I told him that afterwards. And the funny thing was, if you see the replay, that Tremont had undercut the ball as well, and had a great chance to intercept it. And his reaction once he saw Los taken off down the sideline, he started jumping up and down, and he was bummed that he knew that was his ball as well. So no, that was a heck of a play by him, and nice job reading off the eyes of the quarterback, and it's just indicative of how he's been for us.
Tremont got his later in the game, obviously, and promptly tossed the ball to Steve Young, who then tossed it right back to Tremont Williams as he went back to the sideline there. This defense, what did you see last week against Baltimore that was encouraging to you, and what do you need to do to get really where you want this defense to be?
Well, again, it was an inconsistent performance. I mean, we could make a cut-up of plays where we were dominant and guys were all doing their jobs and making plays. And then there were other plays where we had some breakdowns. We gave up a long run where our two guys inside both ended up getting a minus, and, of course, that's where the ball ended up going. So, we got some young guys out there that are, it's kind of on-the-job training. But it's we're looking for a consistent level of play. And then hopeful at some point that we can get all of our guys back and go out there with the full complement.
All right, let's get into the popular hashtag AskPet. The first one is, how much do you consult members of your team who have played for that week's opponent when putting together a game plan?
Well, that depends on the player. And also depends on the position. A lot of positions will kind of know, what their job was, they might not be able to open it up and sure, see the big picture. So a lot of it depends on that player's essentially football acumen. Now, if you get a guy that's a center that understand, an offensive lineman that has intimate details about pass protection and the calls and run those types of things, and then a quarterback that's played in that system would certainly be helpful as well. So you can be at any end of the spectrum on that, where you can get pages and pages of notes and get a lot of stuff that really helps you. And then the flip side is not much. So it's usually somewhere in between.
All right. Question number two is, immediately following a game, is there any time to decompress, or is it immediately on to preparing for the next opponent?
Well, we all take, whether it's just, the typical one would be Sunday night. So as coaches, we all take that time to decompress. I think you have to. I don't think you can just run right into the next one. Now, circumstances are you're on a short week. If you are, usually you've had some time before to prepare for that. So you still always want to be able to get that time to hit the reset button, introduce yourself to your family.
Talk for a second about the grading of the film. Do you hand out your own grades? Is it done by position coaches? How many times does a play have to be watched to be graded, et cetera? What's kind of the process there?
Every staff does it different. I know there's a lot of staffs where the position coaches will come in graded on their own first and then go ahead and watch it again a second time with the coordinator. The coordinator will comment on the grades or want to know, hey, listen, make sure he got a plus, or hey, did you give him a minus there? Here's why. I'll go through the tape as well. I don't grade every player. There's just not enough time to do that.
Right.
But I'll make comments for the coordinators, and if a player stands out one way or the other, I'll make sure that comment gets on the grade sheet as well. But we make sure that the players get a copy of those and that they can sit and follow along when you watch it as a group. And we always stress to them, you're responsible for all the coaching points made at your position. So if I'm a safety, I don't just look at my comments. I make sure that, hey, if I'm Gip, I know how Witt was being coached, or Poyer, that I think that helps you. You can't just have horse blinders on and only worry about your own grade. So we feel it's a very thorough process, very comprehensive, that we get everything covered. And I think we come out of it a better football team.
So let's say that a player plays 40 plays in a game. What is the acceptable number of minuses out of 40?
Well, it's we don't have a kind of a universal grading system. I think some coaches grade a lot harder, and some coaches will break theirs down. They'll give a technique grade.
Mental.
They'll give an effort grade. Hey, did he get a mental on it? So there's a lot of subtleties within, but it's our coaches are hard on the players, as they should be, that they don't give out great grades just very easily. So it's a challenge to our guys, and they know we have high standards they got to live up to.
My dad was an educator. He appreciates the red pen every now and then. Coach, thank you so much, and good luck against the Bengals.
Sure. Thank you.
All right, when we come back, we'll be talking with Browns rookie defensive tackle Danny Shelton on the Mike Pettine Coaches Show, driven by Liberty Ford.